Like to turn this morning to Book of John, chapter 6. I'd like to read verses 66 through verse 68. John chapter 6, verses 66 through verse 68. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. These verses take place the day after Jesus had fed over 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Those who had witnessed and experienced that miracle were greatly impressed. They declared Jesus to be a prophet. They were ready to crown him king. We read that in verses 14 and verse 15. Matthew, in his account, says that Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, Matthew 14, verse 22. Jesus, knowing the hearts of the multitude, knowing their motive, we read in John 6 and verse 15, after he had constrained the disciples to go before him, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And then notice verse 22. Of John chapter 6, the day following, okay, the day following the miracle of Christ feeding over 5,000, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Then notice verse 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. So our text takes place in Capernaum. In verse 59 of John chapter 6, these things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. So this multitude went into Capernaum the day after Christ had fed them miraculously. They went into Capernaum seeking him. Now we know where they found him. They found him in the temple. So this takes place, what we read here in John 6, takes place in Capernaum, in the temple, or in the synagogue. This multitude of so-called disciples came, and they had a question. We see in verse 25, and when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? We see Jesus' response, though he did not really answer their question, verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. So Jesus, in his response, lets them know that he knew their real motive for seeking him. It was not because they loved him. It was not because they recognized who he was. It was not because they were interested in him as a Savior, but it was because they had eaten. In other words, because they had received something for nothing. They liked that. And they wanted that to continue. And there are many people like that, of course. But then we see verses 25 through 58 record a conversation between Christ and this multitude of so-called disciples. It was during this conversation that Jesus revealed who he really was. Revealed who he was. He also revealed who they were. And he also revealed what he required. The result of all this was that they murmured and they were offended. Notice verse 60 and verse 61. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can bear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you?" And then Jesus went on to tell them that salvation was entirely of the Lord. We see that in verse 63, and the result of that is recorded in verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, his disciples here are professed disciples. These individuals are not saved. That's obvious from John chapter 6. These were individuals who had experienced the miraculous feeding, and they were simply following Christ because they received something for nothing, and they liked that. But it was in the face of this open defection that Jesus asked the 12. He said, "Will ye also go away? Will ye also go away?" Now, that is something that is always before us. Will ye also go away? At any time, you and I can go away. So it's always before us. It is a danger that is always before us. We are always in danger of going away. It is also a possibility that is before us. It is possible that today we might go from Jesus Christ. And it is a choice that is always before us. If you leave Christ, if you go away from Christ, it is because you chose to do so. No one made you do it. It is because you made a choice. So Jesus asked the question, "Will ye also go away?" He asked the question to the 12. But it was Peter who answered the question, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So I want to take the thought of the message today from Peter's answer. "Lord, to whom shall we go?" And that'll be our subject, "To whom shall we go?" This goes along with last Sunday's message when we preached concerning, "Let there be no doubt, he is the one." Knowing that, to whom shall we go? That's always before us. To whom shall we go? I want to consider that question, "To whom shall we go?" First of all, in light of who Jesus is. By the time our text took place, consider some things that had taken place up to that point that the disciples had witnessed. By the time our text took place, Jesus had turned water into wine at Cana. He had healed the nobleman's son. He had healed the paralytic. He had healed the infirm man at the pool of Bethesda. He had healed the man with the withered hand there in the synagogue. He had healed the centurion's servant. He had raised the widow's son at Nain. He had spoken parables to the apostles. And he had preached many wonderful truths. He stood in the boat of the apostles in the midst of a storm. and calmed the winds and the storm with a word. He had healed the demonic of Gadara of his demons. He had healed the woman with an issue of blood. He had raised the daughter of Jairus. All of this happened prior to John chapter 6. And the apostles were very much aware of all of those things. You see, prior to John chapter 6, Jesus had manifested, Jesus had given clear proof that He was sufficient and that He was able to meet every need of man. The apostles had all this proof that this was so. When Jesus fed over 5,000, He once again gave clear and unmistakable evidence that He was sufficient, that He was able for every need, for every circumstance, for every situation that might arise. And in the face of open defection by this multitude, Jesus looked at the 12. And the 12 are very much aware of all of these things that have transpired up to this point. And He says, "Will ye also go away?" Peter, believing and assured, and the spokesman for the 12, he was assured of the sufficiency of Christ, and he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" In other words, "Lord, where else could we go?" Knowing what we know, seeing what we have seen, to whom shall we go? And that's a good question. It's a question that we must carefully ponder. Again, consider the question, to whom shall we go? In light of who He is. In light of what He is. Peter went on to say, "We believe and are sure." Now, if you believe and you are sure of who Jesus is and what Jesus is, and if you believe and are sure of the things that we're about to mention, you have no place else to go. You have no place else where you want to go. To whom shall we go? He is the way. Where else are you going to go? He is the way. He is the life. He is the truth. He is the Amen. He is the first and He is the last and everything in between. Where else are you going to go? I mean, if you believe and are assured of these things, where else would you want to go? He is the door. He is the Almighty. He is the one who has the power of heaven and the power of earth in His hand. He has saving power. He has delivering power. He has healing power. He has redeeming power. He has Holy Spirit power. He has all the power that you could possibly need. He has all the power to meet every circumstance and every situation. To whom shall we go? Would it not be foolish to go anywhere else other than Him? He is the fortress. He is the refuge. He is the rock in the storm. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the good master. He is the peacemaker. He is the good shepherd. He is the chief bishop of our souls. Where else can you go? Where else would you want to go? He is the bread of life. He is the good physician. He is the good news. He is the water of life. Do we believe these things? Do we know these things? Are we sure of these things? In light of that, to whom shall we go? He is the shadow in a hot and weary land. He is the captain of salvation. He is the hidden treasure. He is the true vine. He is the altogether lovely. He is the manna from heaven. And Jesus reveals that here in John chapter 6, that He is the bread from heaven. He is the manna from heaven. To whom shall we go? He's everything we need. He's the bridegroom. He's the author of salvation. It is He who is the tender sympathizer. It is He who is the chief cornerstone. It is He who is the one and only Savior. To whom are you going to go? It is He who is the oil of gladness and the pearl of great price and the faithful and the true and the early and the latter rain, and on and on and on we can go. But to whom shall we go? He's the anchor. He's the anchor of hope. He's the friend of sinners. He's the sanctifier. He's the ark of safety. He's the counselor. He's the light of the world. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Do we believe this? Are we sure of this? In light of that, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the beauty of holiness. He's the bright and morning star. He's the cloak of righteousness. He is the good Samaritan that we read of. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our advocate with the Father. He is the brightness of God's glory, and He is the express image of His person. He is God Himself. To whom shall we go? He is the Lamb that taketh away sins. He is the altar, and He is the offering upon the altar. To whom shall we go? He is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He's the solution. Whatever your problem is today, He is the solution. To whom shall we go? How many believe that He is the solution? How many are absolutely positive that He is the solution? Knowing and believing that, to whom are you going to go? To whom shall we go? He is the power. So in light of who and what Jesus is, to whom shall we go? All through the Word of God, on every single page of the Word of God, Jesus is presented. He is presented as the always, ever-present, sufficient, and able one. Do you believe that? Are you sure? If so, to whom shall we go? In the book of Genesis, He is God's provided lamb. In the book of Exodus, He is the Passover lamb. In the book of Leviticus, He is our high priest. In Deuteronomy, He is the city of refuge. In Joshua, it is He who is Rahab's scarlet thread. You see Jesus all through the Scriptures. In the book of Judges, it is He who is our judge. In the book of Ruth, it is He who is the kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, it is He who is the trusted prophet. In 1 and 2 Kings and in Chronicles, it is he who is the reigning king. In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder of everything that is broken. It's he. He's the one who can rebuild what is broken. Do you believe that? Are you sure of that? He is the rebuilder of everything that is broken. In other words, if it's broken, he can fix it. So to whom are you going to go? You can run off and you can go to all kinds of different individuals, all different kinds of places, but I'm telling you, he's the one who can fix what is broken. So to whom shall we go? In Esther, he's Mordecai sitting faithful at the gate. In the book of Job, he is the Redeemer that forever liveth. In Psalms, he is my shepherd. In Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes, he is wisdom. You see, all through the Word of God, we are told over and over and over and over again, he's what we need. In Song of Solomon, it is he who is the bridegroom. In the book of Isaiah, it is Jesus Christ that is the suffering servant. In the book of Daniel, it is he is the fourth man. In the burning, fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the book of Hosea, he is forever and the faithful, true one. In Amos, he's the burden bearer. In the book of Obadiah, it is he who is the Savior. In Micah, it is Jesus Christ that is the messenger. In the book of Nahum, it is he who is the avenger. In Habakkuk, it is Jesus Christ. That is the watchman. In Zephaniah, it is he who is the Lord, mighty to save. And in Haggai, it is he who is the restorer of our lost heritage. And in Zechariah, it's Jesus Christ that is the fountain that cleanses us from all of our sins. In Malachi, it is Jesus Christ that is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. You see, Jesus is everywhere in the Word of God. In the book of Matthew, it is Jesus Christ who is the Son of the living God. In the book of Mark, it is Jesus Christ who is the great miracle worker. In the book of Luke, it is Jesus Christ who is the Son of Man. In the book of John, it is Jesus Christ who is God Himself. In the book of Acts, it is Jesus Christ who is that bright and shining light who appeared to Saul. Again, you see Jesus everywhere. In the book of Romans, it's Jesus Christ who is our justifier. In 1 and 2 Corinthians, it's Jesus Christ who is the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, it's Jesus Christ who is our sin bearer. In Galatians, it is Jesus Christ who is the redeemer from the curse of the law. And in the book of Ephesians, it's Jesus Christ. He is our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he is the supplier of all our need. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is the soon returning, coming King. And we see Jesus everywhere. In Titus, he is the blessed hope. In Philemon, he is the one who puts everything to his account and not to our account. And in Hebrews, he's the blood, the everlasting prophet. He is the high priest. In James, he's the Lord that heals the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's the chief shepherd. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he's the overcomer. In the book of Jude, he's the Lord coming. And in Revelation, he's the coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But just as we have in John chapter 6, Jesus had clearly manifested that he was the sufficient one for all their needs, for all their circumstances, for every situation that they would find themselves in. So it is for you and I. Jesus Christ is manifest all through this book that he is the sufficient one. He is the able one for every situation that arises, for every circumstances that arise. Do you believe that? Do you know that? And in light of that, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Paul said in Colossians 3 and verse 11, Christ is all. You see, I believe Paul read the scriptures and this was just his summary. Christ is all. He's everything. He's everything that I need. In light of who He is, in light of what Jesus is, to whom shall we go? He has brought more comfort than any other. To whom are you going to go? To whom are you going to go? He has brought more cheer to the despondent than any other. To whom are you going to go? He has brought more hope than any other that has ever lived. To whom are you going to go? He has put more smiles in people's faces than any other. To whom are you going to go? I've seen it more than once. People, just before they leave this life, God's children get the biggest smile on their face and they're gone. Who was it that put that smile on their face? Jesus. To whom? To whom shall we go? Consider the question in light of our varying circumstances. In this life, we, of course, are faced with innumerable variety of circumstances. We can find ourselves in many different places at any given time. But no matter where we might be, Jesus Christ is everything that He's declared Himself to be. Jesus Christ is everything that this book declares Him to be. In light of that, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? When you're in the midst of plenty, you have everything you need, to whom are you going to go in that time? You see, that's when many leave Him. That's when many turn away from Him. Even in the time of plenty, we need to go to Him. When you find yourself in the midst of a wasteland, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Well, for the child of God, to whom else should we go than Jesus Christ? When you're happy, to whom are you going to go? When you're sad, to whom are you going to go? When you're on the top of the mountain or when you're on the side of the mountain or down in the valley, where it doesn't matter. To whom are you going to go? When you're rich, whom are you going to go? When you're poor, to whom are you going to go? When you're healthy, to whom are you going to go? When you're sick, to whom are you going to go? When you're strong, when you're weak, to whom will you go? When you have no fear, and when you're overcome with fear, to whom will you go? My point is, it doesn't matter what your circumstance, it doesn't matter your place, you can go to Him. Every single time, every single place, and you'll find Him to be everything that He said He would be. When you're filled with assurance and when you're filled with doubts, to whom will you go? When you know what to do and when you need advice, to whom will you go? You see, He is everything that we need. When you're surrounded by friends or when you're surrounded by enemies, to whom will you go? When you are rejected, to whom will you go? I'll tell you where most folks go. They go to a pity party. But when you're rejected, to whom will you go? When temptation batters you and surrounds you, and when disappointment devastates you, to whom will you go? Well, if we believe who He is and we're assured of it, why would we go anywhere else? When there's a calm breeze and when there's a gale, when the waters are calm and when the waters are turbulent, to whom will you go? When all is well with your loved ones, to whom will you go? When disease fills the bodies of your loved ones, to whom will you go? When you've been lied upon, spit upon, misused, to whom will you go? You see, we always have Jesus to go to, no matter what. When there are snares and stumbling blocks in our way and the road is full of bumps, and the road is full of rocks, to whom will you go? To whom will you go? When you stand at the graveside of a loved one, to whom will you go? I only have one place to go. When earthly ties are broken, to whom will you go? When the burden of sin is heavy upon you and you feel so guilty, and you feel so vile and so wicked, to whom will you go? Thanks be to God that we have one who is sufficient. We have one who is able, that we can go to. And just as Joseph said to his brothers in Genesis chapter 45, he said, "I am Joseph. Come near to me." I hear Jesus saying the same thing. In whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we hear Him saying, "I am Jesus. Come near to me. Come near to me." And Jesus Christ is always inviting each, every one of us to come to Him. So let us not go to another. There's Jesus. He's saying, "I am Jesus. Come to me," and you go somewhere else. You know what you've done? You've gone away. You've gone away. And let us say with Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Oh, there's all kinds of voices. I hear Jesus saying, "I am Jesus, come to me." I hear the world, I hear all kinds of people, all kinds of invitations. "Come to me, come over here, I can help you." Go to Jesus. You'll find Him to be the one you need every single time. If you're here today and lost, unsaved, to whom or what will you go today for salvation? You're depending on something. Every lost sinner here today is depending on something for salvation. You're depending on something. And you will go away from here depending on something. But the truth is, there is only one that you can safely depend upon, and that's Jesus. So I ask you today, if you're lost, there's only one who can save your soul. There's only one who can set you free from the bondage that you find yourself in. There is only one who can give you the forgiveness that you need. There's only one. His name is Jesus. To whom will you go? To whom will you go today? So we need to always remember this question of Peter: to whom shall we go? Because every single day, many, 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 many times throughout a day, you've got to go somewhere. You got to go somewhere. To whom shall we go? Believing and knowing who Jesus is the key. Because if you know, if you believe and you know, you will go to Him. You'll go to Him. God help us. You and I would have far less problems if we would just learn to go to Him. And we could deal with the problems we have if we would learn to go to Him. So I ask you today, to whom will you go? Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry, lead us in singing.